Going In Raw is now a CastBox original. CastBox is the fastest growing, highest rated podcast app on both iOS and Android, where you can find all your favorite podcasts. You can still listen to Going In Raw wherever you get your podcasts, but we hope you'll give CastBox a shot. We think it's the best.
Hey guys, this is Charlotte, and you're watching Going In Raw.
What's up, it's your girl, Sasha Banks, the legit boss, and you're watching Going In Raw. You like that?
What's up? This is the most must-see WWE superstar of all time and his lovely, gorgeous wife.
Marie.
And you are going in SmackDown Live.
This is the glorious one, Bobby Roode, and you're watching Going In Raw.
Hey, Brendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome back to Going In Raw, the only pro wrestling podcast you need to be listening to right here at youtube.com/Steve and Larson. Available wherever fine podcasts are. Be sure to hit that subscribe button, little notify bell next to it. Make sure you tell YouTube, for all the good it'll do, that you want to be subscribed to Going In Raw and you want those daily notifications whenever we have a new video.
Yeah.
We're also available, of course, on the Patreon. It says so right here. And we have a bunch of reward tiers there. You can check out. You guys have heard the spiel before. We're also at Pro Wrestling Tees Going In Raw.
Yeah, they've heard this a million times.
Yeah, I've heard
it a bunch
of times.
If they've watched the show before, they've heard it a million
times.
It's
Friday. We don't need to bore them with our plugs, man.
No.
No way.
But we are going to do something tonight.
Yeah.
Should we tell people now?
Oh, man. Yeah, we're going to do this. This is the thing we're going to do tonight around 11 o'clock.
Well, no, the show starts at midnight.
Oh, it starts at midnight.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Jeez.
Yeah.
Man. We're going to do a Dominion live stream. New Japan.
Reaction. We're not going to live stream the show. Our reactions to show.
Yeah. We're going to do a Dominion reaction live stream as it happens. Watch New Japan Dominion with us.
Yeah.
It should be something. I mean, it's probably just going to be us like trying not to fall asleep.
Yeah.
The thing is, dude, you and I are both old.
Yeah.
I'm on the precipice of the big 4-0. I'm merely weeks away.
I have crossed that.
You have crossed that particular precipice.
Yes.
And so we are both in a routine.
The last time I had to stay up all night, it didn't go very well.
Explain.
Well, I was traveling when I went on vacation last year.
Okay.
We had a 10-hour layover in New York City.
Sure.
Overnight. And, you know, we'd already spent a lot of money on this vacation, so we were like, let's not spend any more money on hotels or anything like that.
Sure.
Let's just try to sleep at the airport.
Yeah.
I didn't sleep a wink.
Oh.
And so we got up, I don't know, I want to say probably like 10 o'clock local time in Antigua.
Yeah.
And then I don't think I went to bed until the following, I stayed 24 hours, and then the next night, I finally got sleep.
Yeah.
I think. So it's probably like 36 hours straight I was up.
Boy, I don't remember the last time. So you can't sleep at the airport?
I can't sleep anywhere but in a bed.
Really?
I can't sleep in a chair. I cannot sleep on a plane. I cannot sleep in the car.
I can't sleep sitting up.
Yeah, I can't do that either.
But if I have a pillow and my head is laying down, I can knock out pretty much anywhere. I'm good to go. I can like on a concrete slab, as long as I have a pillow under my head, I don't care where I am. I'll knock out.
All right.
So, but no, I don't remember the last time I had to stay. I mean, I stay up. At some point this week, I think I stayed up till like 1 in the morning, just sort of watching TV or whatever. I think I watched some old. I love, man, the network is so great for old vintage crap.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just watch a random episode of, I don't know. I forget what it was this week. But, yeah, I'll do that every once in a while just because it's nice and quiet. But when I have to, when I'm kind of forced to, which is what we're doing tonight, I mean, I'm assuming I'll be fine, but it's going to be like a 4-hour show, right?
At least.
Yeah, at least.
At least.
Yeesh.
Yeah.
Man. We're probably gonna, and then we're going to do the recap afterwards.
Yeah, usually I'm not up past 11.
Yeah. And I don't like trying to like fuel my wokenness with like coffee or Red Bulls or whatever.
Oh, I need to.
I might have to.
Yeah.
I might do that, but I'm going to be all like, so who knows what you're going to, who knows what to expect tonight.
Yeah. We have a couple beers left in the fridge too.
Yeah. We can just get plastered. That's cool too. We got a couple super chats.
We have Larson. Several already.
Yeah. We got a bunch.
First from Broken Steve, $4.99, watched the two most recent episodes of Impact. It was amazing. A woman's casket match and Eddie and Sammy fighting in the woods. Impact is now a must watch.
Yeah.
Whoa. No, not going to go that far.
No, I'm going to do my best because after we're on this podcast, we're basically done with the day. I might actually watch Impact just for that Woods thing. Because I watched we both watched one clip of it.
Yeah.
It looked fantastic. Yeah. I might restart those Impact reviews starting today.
It looked like it might have been a little fun. I won't say fantastic.
Oh, come. Tommy Dreamer interrupting.
Why was he wearing a Lucha Underground shirt?
Talent exchange, man. Talent exchange. I'm telling you, Impact is reaching out across the aisle to all the different wrestling promotions, including half the people in Impact are in Lucha Underground.
Yeah,
anyways.
I know. But I don't think Tommy's
Tommy Dreamer driving up and preventing murders. Eddie Edwards, Sammy Callahan.
Wait, he's the innovator of violence.
Not innovator of murder. He's not New Jack. That's a joke. That's a joke. Innovator of justifiable homicides. No, man, Tommy Dreamer, you know, that was good stuff. That was good stuff.
It was all right. Yeah, was Jeffrey Nguyen, 499, hey, friend, knows to further the EC3 as a Coke addict gimmick. His tie wasn't on straight as well. Notice that as well.
There you go.
It was slightly loose and slightly askew.
Yeah.
Naheem, $2. If Kenny wins, will Ibushi win the G1 and go heel? Maybe.
If Kenny wins.
I don't know if Kenny's going to win tonight, though.
Yeah, so we're going to do our Dominion predictions a little bit
episode,
later in the episode.
Yeah.
Man, you better watch it with Trent telling me tranquilo. I don't want to hear you say tranquilo to me. I know what I'm doing. I know where I'm going and what I'm doing. Trying to give me tranquilo. Watch out with that.
Well, I'm just saying, let's save our predictions.
Whoa!
Let's save our predictions till the end of the show.
Whoa! I'm jazzed up, man. I'm going to get a baseball bat like Eddie Edwards.
It's a terrible idea. Gustavo Gama. $2. Tell Luchando to take his shirt off.
Luchando's not here, man.
Yeah, no Luchando today.
S8.
$5. Hey, friend, do you think they'll ever have a Paige and Xavier Woods appear on a SmackDown segment together? I don't because of you know.
They will at some point. At some point, they probably...
Yeah, the general manager of SmackDown has to interact with the New Day at some point.
Look, man.
While the New Day's on the show.
We're all grown-ups.
Exactly.
We're all flipping grown-ups.
Yeah.
So I'm sure they'll be fine.
Yeah.
Trey Saunders, $5. Watching the show while helping my roommate build her 700-piece dresser drawer. Too sweet and hearty handshake.
Wow.
That sucks,
that sounds like
man.
An all-day endeavor right
That's
there.
One of my biggest pet peeves. Like, Lacey, this is terrible. I'm, like, not a good husband at all. Like, I'm not much of a man. Whenever we get, like, furniture, I go out of my way to, like, buy furniture that's already done. It's already made, which you can't really do these days.
No.
It's not easy.
No.
Therefore, that's why I go to garage sales.
All right.
And get stuff that's peed on. Lacey, she I don't know if she likes doing it, but she always just does
that.
Oh,
I like putting things together.
I can't stand it. I get so impatient.
I like doing it without looking at the instructions. Then it's a problem-solving situation.
It's a terrible idea.
No, it's good.
Have you ever reached a point of no return?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, well, that's good. Because I think that's a thing, man. W.S. Fletcher, $20 super chat. The brain, man, W.S. Fletcher. So good luck tonight. I'm a little over a year before the 4-0, so I'll be sleeping tonight, man. I'll be so envious of the brain.
I know.
Of Professor Brains. He says, lastly, Steve, broship fearless with Constable Corbin, Chief of Security. That's right, a new episode
of
the Four Lights podcast. We did 6 weeks in a row.
It's good.
Yeah.
Consistency is a very important part of being a
content
creator.
Exactly. On schedule, Friday morning, 7 a.m. Pacific time, a new episode of my Star Trek podcast with Big Jeff and Gustavo Gama, $2. Is EC3 versus Cassius Ohno a cocaine versus weed match? Is Cassius Ohno a confirmed weed guy?
I don't know. I mean, he just seems like a mellow dude.
It's not Beefy Dub we're talking about here.
No.
By the way, if you guys haven't seen it, maybe the best episode ever
of We Book Raw.
We Book Raw.
You can check it out on our Twitch channel now. Twitch. It'll be up on our YouTube.
Not this Monday, but the next Monday. A week from Monday.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It might come up sooner than that. We'll talk about it later.
Oh, okay.
Scheduling. I know we're...
Oh, because of Money in the Bank?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, we'll figure it out. Anyways, here in the chat, I notice here, Jushin Thunder Luger says, where can I watch Dominion?
New Japan World.
New Japan World.
It'll cost you $10, but it's worth it.
Yeah, it's absolutely, completely, totally worth it. Anyways, let's talk about some wrestling news.
Yeah, let us. So, first up, CM Punk. He's been in the news a little bit this week.
Yeah, man.
Of course, fresh off his court victory.
Oh, yeah.
He's sued by...
He told Dr. Z-Pak to go to sleep.
Chris Amon. CM Punk... Started doing the press rounds for his upcoming fight this weekend against Mike Jackson at UFC 225.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, he was asked whether he would ever go back to the wrestling. He
probably gets that question a lot.
A lot. So when MMA Fighting asked him this question, he responded, and these transcripts are courtesy of Pro Wrestling Sheet. He says, quote, there's been, oh, hey, if you ever wanted to do anything, and I know what this is going to sound like to a lot of people, and everyone is going to find a way to spin it to make sure whatever they want to have happen happens, but I just like, nobody's ever been like, hey, here's the deal. We're having a show. We're going to pay you X amount. You're working this guy. What do you say, yes or no? Nobody's ever done that. Everyone has always been like, hey, you know, if you ever want to maybe do something, and you know, to me, that's absolutely not an offer. He continued, I'm not going to sit here and be like, no, no, you know, something might come up. Some fun might be had. But right now, my heart and my mind and my focus is 100% on Saturday and fighting. So does that mean fighting beyond Saturday? To me, yes.
And then Punk seemed to have changed his tune the following day, telling TSN, I'm done with professional wrestling. Wrestling is in the rearview mirror. I've been trying for 5 years to put wrestling in the rearview mirror, and some people, they won't let it go. They want to live my life for me. I kind of don't understand that, but it doesn't matter what I say. I've said no, no, no so many times that people just always kind of be like, oh, so there's a chance.
Well, like that's the day before he said there's going to be a chance.
Yeah, he said there's a chance. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. It sounds like he's done. I'll take him for his word.
Well, I mean, that was kind of the vibe I've gotten from him for the last few years.
For a long time now, ever since he left.
Yeah, that he was done.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure he's had opportunities to do stuff. Maybe not concrete contracts.
Mm-hmm.
But he's had open invitations, and if he were going to entertain the idea, perhaps. Well, there was that one time he said if he ever came back, he would be like in disguise, show up at a friend's show, do a run-in, and no one would even know it was him.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, CM Punk has been known to crack wise to the press before, so who knows if that was the case.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm not surprised if he says he's done. I still don't think that precludes him from making an appearance at All In.
They've also asked him very recently. He was asked, does he even watch pro wrestling anymore?
No, he said he can't sit through a whole match. Yeah,
he said he can't sit through more than 8 seconds because it's just something that he's not interested anymore. Basically, he even name dropped Kenny Omega.
He said he's seen clips or something like that. Yeah.
He says I know that he's one of the best in the world, but still, and he said he's seen clips, but he even with him he can't bring himself to watch a full match. So,
he said the product is too glossy now.
Yeah, he said he prefers the bingo halls. Mm-hmm. He says he prefers the high school gymnasiums. Mm-hmm. He said, I liked back when the house shows were just, was just
a curtain and a ring, yeah.
Curtain and a ring and a light above me. Yep. And he said that was more my jam is what he said. So I totally get that, the guy, he thinks that it's become too much of a
production,
too much of a, yeah. So a spectacle.
Mm-hmm.
So I get that. I think, I don't know, man. It'd be difficult. I can only imagine those feelings just growing and growing more exponentially as the trial goes on and as he sees his bank account funds, money that he works really hard for, disappear
because
towards legal fees.
Yes.
Because, essentially, and he believes, and he seems to have good reason to believe, that WWE or Vince was bankrolling that lawsuit just to get back at him.
Mm-hmm.
So I could see how that would, not just spoil him for WWE, but just sort of wrestling in general,
Oh, I know, yeah.
And from what he described on the stand, he was really, really taking it, it was really burning him out physically, emotionally, mentally, every which way. I wouldn't be surprised. And he seems to really, really enjoy the process of training to be a fighter.
He does.
Like he always seems, whenever you see clips of him, he seems really, really happy doing that. It would not surprise me at all because I think he's probably going to lose on Saturday. But if he loses on Saturday, even if the UFC, said, no, we don't want you anymore.
Yeah.
Which, who knows about that? Because
depends on the pay-per-view buys, I think.
If he pops pay-per-view buys again.
Yep.
Even if they said that, it would not surprise me, just given his statements, that he would fight wherever he can fight.
Mm-hmm.
And he would just keep on training. If it's something you really love, then you're not really going to do it for the money.
Yeah.
You're going to do it because you love doing it. So
yep.
if it's something that he really enjoys, that he finds a lot of value out of, then why would he go back to pro wrestling? So I don't know. I mean, on the other hand, he might show up as, Barry the Drug-Free Bear, mm-hmm. And if it would not, it also wouldn't surprise me if he did show up, if he never removed the mask.
Yeah.
There was never a CM Punk reveal,
Yeah, but he was there.
Because that would be one of those fun, sort of, things that goes down in history, it's like, yeah, a lot of speculation.
Well, also Punk. that would be in line with what he said.
Mm-hmm, yeah, sure.
You know, a couple of years back.
Yeah.
About showing up in disguise.
But he also said, I totally forget if you mentioned it here, but he said that he hadn't actually received any concrete offers.
Yeah. No, I read that in the quote.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you believe that? One of our Twitter questions is that. Do you believe that he hasn't received? Because remember, there was that one weird 100. It was, I think, the 5-star wrestling in England.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They were trying to put together that 128-man tournament.
Yeah.
And they had reached out publicly and said, we'll give you $1 million
yeah,
or something like that.
Yeah, that's not the like same that. As actually
faxing
contract.
That's not the same. Yeah, yeah, that's
yeah,
not the
same. And I
know
the head guy at Ring of Honor essentially said he's got open invitation. You know, he's an alumni. He's legacy. He can come back whenever he wants.
Yeah.
But I unless Ring of Honor had a reason to believe that Punk would actually be interested, I don't see why they necessarily would send over a contract per se. Like if the Ring of Honor guy said that, and either Punk or through his intermediaries let it be known to the head Ring of Honor guy that he might be interested, then something might have happened.
Yeah.
But
yeah. I mean, I don't know. I would have thought that once he was let go of his WWE contract, that every company in the world would be trying to get in contact with him. And I would think that that's the case somehow. Like, hey, how do we get in contact with this guy? But, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what he really means when he says nobody's made a firm offer.
Well, I think he said in his quote that it was like, here's the date, here's the opponent, here's the money attached to the appearance. So essentially he's looking, you know, like a contract with some details as far as what he would
but
be doing.
But wouldn't you need like a preliminary conversation?
Yeah, I know.
That's what's kind of curious about it. It's like, what's his fax number? Can we send him?
Probably not.
You know.
Do you think he even has a fax machine? Who has fax machines?
I don't know. You're the one who brought up fax machines.
I know, because I find fax machines funny.
They're hilarious.
They are hilarious. Javier. Sorry.
Javier Santana.
Santana, $2. Should I buy an Aleister Black or Shayna Baszler shirt?
Who do you like more?
That's the correct answer.
And buy that person's shirt. I haven't seen. Well, actually, I'll say this.
The Shayna Baszler shirt's not bad.
If it's purely on design,
then Aleister Black.
Probably Aleister. I mean, that's just my aesthetic. I have an Aleister Black shirt.
The Shayna Baszler shirt's not bad.
Yeah.
Daniel DeNava, $2. Would Mark Taker try to join Bullet Club like Hogan? Nah. Undertaker is just cool being Undertaker. I don't feel like Undertaker feels the need to get in on the hot thing.
Man, I forget who. I forget
he's
who
just
this
cool
was.
Being the Dead Man. What?
So in our closed Facebook. In the closed Facebook group, the Friendoverse, one of the friendos, which you guys can try to get into.
There's an entrance exam, though, yes?
There is an entrance exam.
To you prove your bona fides.
You have to know the answers to a couple of Going In Raw specific questions. They're very easy if you've seen the show.
Do you know what the questions are?
Yeah.
What are they? Oh, you can't really tell them because people can study.
No, that's good if they do study. Because studying is watching the show.
Yes, tell me then.
One of them is, who's the guy who plays our music? Who's the mystery guy who always plays our music at the end of the show?
Oh.
That's the main one. Oh, and then the other one is, finish this sentence. Hey, you're not blank.
That's pretty easy.
They're pretty easy.
All right.
It's not like, you know, what's my wife's name, you know, which not everybody probably knows.
Yeah.
Not everybody is subscribed to the Friendoville channel.
Yes.
But yeah, would Undertaker join Bullet Club? Oh, anyways, the reason why I was mentioning that is because one of our friendos, and I forget who it is, showed some screen caps of an email that he received. He emailed Steve Austin at his public email address and said, would you ever join Bullet Club? And there is a very hastily written but response from Stone Cold Steve Austin saying, I think what they're doing is great. I never would have joined because I was always a solo act. Thanks, Steve.
Oh,
isn't that cool?
That's very cool.
Isn't that really neat?
Wow.
Man.
Stone Cold.
Freaking Stone Cold, man.
What a swell guy.
What? I ain't joining them sons of bitches.
Zach Stolpa, $2. Do you like the new or original Balor Club jacket? Give me the real rock and roller jacket.
Yeah, dude, with the LEDs on the back.
Heck yes.
Look, my thing is this. I just wanted to have a good, because I think the new one has like a super duper collar on it.
Oh,
I want,
yeah.
I
he
like
always
this.
Likes
I don't
the collar.
Like when it's like low because he can't pop it.
Yeah.
Part of his thing is popping.
For
the
me, the popping isn't as essential for me now as it used to be. It's this.
Mm-hmm.
He's always got to jut his hands out so the sleeves are a little short and like shoot, you know, like hand lightning.
Oh, I
the
love
crowd.
That too. I think
that
that's
I think
too,
is more
yeah.
essential these days than popping the collar.
Oh, interesting. See, I like the combo, man. I like it all because he's the real rock and roller.
John Roberts thinks Lacey is Luchando.
It could be. He's definitely not Hilton though. No. I've seen that rumor on the dirt sheets that Luchando is Hilton.
People know what they're talking about.
It's not him.
Not him. Not him. Anyways, on to our next story, Steve. You know, sometimes when one door closes, another one opens.
Sure.
And because it looks like that Shawn Michaels, the man who's been retired for 8 years, who said several times that he is not going to ever entertain another opportunity to get back in the ring. He seemed completely content with his retirement situation, but he just said to Sky Sports that he might be interested in one more match.
A lot of people out there might not know who the Heartbreak Kid Shawn Michaels is, Larson. Why don't you explain to them?
He's the greatest in-ring performer of all time.
Give him some of the...
He's cute. He knows he's sexy.
Yeah.
He's got the moves that drives the girls wild.
He's a boy toy.
A sexy boy.
A sexy boy. He's a sexy boy. Not to be confused with young boys in New Japan.
Yes.
The Young Lions.
Yeah.
He is a sexy boy. If he was a young boy in New Japan, which if he's had a reignited... passion for wrestling, he might go try to be young boy.
Okay.
Young sexy boy.
Yeah.
In New Japan. I'm just a sexy young boy. Sexy young boy.
That's a lot of layers there, man.
Anyways,
this is what HBK had to say to Sky Sports. Quote, I've been retired for 8 years now. When I got to the 5-year mark, I thought people would start asking me, but they just kind of stopped, I guess, about
coming back.
What is
with people not giving offers to wrestlers anymore?
I think it's one of those that you would never say never about, and if it was just for a one-off, then it's something that I would take a look at. It would have to be done the right way and just for one match rather than something that ran for longer, he adds. If it was the Shawn Michaels of 10 years ago, I'd love to have gotten in the ring with so many of the guys that are competing today. AJ Styles and Daniel Bryan would be good, and there's guys in NXT too. Someone like Johnny Gargano would be fantastic, but for a one-off match now... It'd have to be a tag team match where Hunter and I can just do a few crotch chops and have some fun. So he's really lowering the expectations. He said elsewhere in this interview, like, he's 52 years old right now. Don't expect the showstopper, Mr. WrestleMania. But he's still jacked.
Yeah, he still
looks... When he made the appearance as the Colonel,
yeah,
he looked great.
He looked fantastic. He did recently cut his hair. I told you this the other day. I think it'd be great if he went like Old Man Logan.
Mm-hmm.
Like, shave the head,
mm-hmm,
big grizzled beard.
Yeah, the beard looks great.
That'd
these
be
days.
Sick. Yeah. I'd watch the crap out of that match.
Heck,
are you kidding
yes.
me? Triple H actually shed some light on perhaps why HBK has been talking about the possibility of coming back for one more match. He said, Shawn wasn't a part of this business for a long time, and then he came to my performance center, and it lit a fire into him to see all the young talent that I've developed, and I've had a big hand in bringing in. The more he started being around, the more he invigorated he became because of me. That relit his passion for the business. It's almost that same level of energy and excitement to help someone put it together and then see their success because of me. All the bits where I said because of me, he didn't actually say
stuff. Yeah.
But apparently being there all around because he helped produce some NXT stuff too.
Well, he's been helping out, you know, training too at the Performance Center.
Yeah,
you
so
know,
being
who's better
in that
brain to pick in terms of being a better professional wrestler than the Heartbreak Kid, the greatest in-ring performer of all time, Shawn Michaels.
No better brain.
No better brain.
No better brain.
And so it seems like the learning or the experience hasn't necessarily been a one-way street. It seems like HBK is I'm guessing, imparting a lot of knowledge upon the trainees at Performance Center. And in turn, they are helping reignite his passion for professional wrestling.
I am so distracted by all your hand talking right now. That was a lot of movements right there.
Well, I had to.
It was good.
For those who might have, you know, for whatever reason, might be watching with audio.
Oh, you're explaining it to them,
yes.
Sans audio.
Yes.
Good job. No, I think this is great, man. I mean, do you think it's going to, I'm disappointed that he says, yeah, it'd be, you know, just a goofy tag team match. I thought that his passion was reignited by seeing that gif of Drew McIntyre's crotch chop. It wasn't really a chop. Well, it was a chop.
It was. It was a crotch chop.
It wasn't a cross. It didn't cross it, though.
No, only like DX does that.
And he went.
Yeah.
Like that.
But I think, you know, he really understands. He's 52 years old.
Yeah.
He hasn't been in a professional wrestling match in 8 years.
Dude, he could wrestle circles around half the
roster. Oh, he could.
Yeah.
Because I think while if his physical skills have diminished, which at the age of 52, you think they would have to somewhat.
Oh, for sure.
He's still got this.
Yeah, man.
He still has his brain, his storytelling ability.
Yeah.
He still is a master of in-ring psychology.
Yeah.
So I don't doubt that he can tell an interesting story regardless who he wrestles. I just wonder for him if there would be concern of going in there in a one-on-one match and not performing to the level that he wants to.
Mm-hmm.
And so if for him the expectation is, I'll do one more match with Triple H, my buddy. We'll go and we'll make it a fun thing.
Mm-hmm.
It won't be about, you know, the competition. It'll just be entertainment. Then I won't disappoint the fans and I won't disappoint myself.
Yeah, no, I get that. You have to think, though, like what you were saying about, like, the brain. I would have to think that being in there and working with guys like Gargano, maybe Almas, Velveteen Dream, that I'm really curious to know what his head is coming up with, what's inspiring him, what new things is he mm-hmm. thinking of. And I would love to see him put those to use in a match of his own.
Mm-hmm.
That would be so much fun.
It would be.
And if they could do that within the context of a silly tag team match, that's one thing. But, you know, if he's coming up with some, like, really crazy good ideas that he would want to do on his own, it would be fantastic to see a singles match.
It really
would
be.
You know, a one-off thing.
It really would be.
It'd be really great.
We got some super chats. Broken Steve, $1.99. So 3 a.m. Eastern start for Dominion. That's my understanding. 12 midnight Pacific, 3 a.m. Eastern.
Is that true? Is that
yeah,
the thing?
Yeah, I checked the other day. So double check. Double check.
I'll double check.
S8, $5. Larson versus Luchando. Beard versus Mass with Steve as ref at the event where the H title is on the line. It will answer, who is Luchando?
Oh, man.
Will it?
Yeah, will it, though?
Will
it,
though?
Will it actually?
Next, King Drew, $4.99. Hey, guys, please tell me you saw Enzo's music video. It's definitely a laugh. I have not seen the most recent one.
I watched the first minute of it today.
Midnight Pacific.
Oh, where are we looking at here? Dominion. Midnight Pacific. You are correct, sir. Very good.
Have not watched the latest Enzo video after the first one.
I watched the first minute. And
don't really see any reason to.
He was doing more Shy Ronnie stuff at the beginning, and then I just didn't. I didn't care. He's not a wrestler anymore, so I don't have to think about him.
Nope.
You know,
Jeffrey Nguyen, $2.99. Which jobber team would face HBK and Triple H?
Well,
Hollis and Skyler.
Yeah, my thing is, I would hope it wouldn't be.
No, it wouldn't be a jobber team.
A jobber team. I'd want it to be. I mean, something like the Revival, for example.
Yeah.
Like, granted, they're buried, like super buried right now.
Yeah.
So it probably wouldn't be them. But I want somebody. Undisputed Era. Undisputed Era would be the perfect thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because you get like DX versus NWO.
Yeah, yeah.
That would be perfect.
And then they don't have to necessarily focus on in-ring action. It could be more personality-based.
Yeah, sure, yeah. But then
the
also, you're dealing with some like freaking expert tag team wrestling right there.
It'd all be about personality and storytelling rather than spots.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Which would be great. Bartholomew, Von Flavenstein, $1.99.
Von Flavenstein.
Love the show. Keep the great works, guys. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bartholomew. Von Flavenstein.
All right, this now is the part of the show where Steve tries to rub my nose in doggy doo-doo. Chris Jericho took to Twitter on Tuesday.
It's just one thing after another, man.
I think I was right to be pessimistic. So he took to Twitter, Chris Jericho did, to announce that Impact Wrestling would be joining the Cruise of Jericho. That's literally the
Bang.
Extent of the news.
Bang!
He's doing it to help out his buddy Don Callis.
That's fine. I said that would be the case.
No, you said Chris Jericho. We never talked about Impact being on the Cruise. We talked about Chris Jericho being on Impact. And I said that's not going to happen because he's a WWE guy.
Who's about to win the IC title in New Japan tonight, my friend.
I don't think it's a given, but.
That's where my prediction is
going. Yeah, me too, but okay. I don't think it's a given.
I don't think it's a given either, but I think it's totally going to happen. My central point has always been Impact is under new management and they're on a crusade right now to prove to all those wrestling companies that, hey, we're doing things different.
We're not a train wreck anymore.
We're not a train wreck anymore.
Yes, exactly. I have always conceded that point. Maybe it's because I have such a bad taste in my mouth because of the TNA Impact thing.
No, it's fine.
And, you know, if other wrestling promotions are more willing than I to overlook the history, more power to them. But my perception is still that, and it's hard for me to overcome that. And I don't know if other people are going to be able to overcome that as well in such a quick time frame.
The winds of change happen quickly.
They do.
In 20 years, you're going to be sitting there in a self-driving car, and I'm going to be hologram FaceTiming you saying, I told you so, man. I'm telling you.
I'm not going to be driving a self-driving car.
Why don't you have a flip phone anymore?
I'm not going to be driving a self-driving car.
Because the smartphone is better. You're right. You're not going to be driving it. It's going to be driving itself, and you're going to be in
it. I'm going to be driving my own car.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. Is it going to be like the law where you can't drive your own car?
That would be smart. Because there'd probably be a heck of a lot less accidents.
I don't know. I read this thing where there's
a
self-driving car that they got a notification about to hit like a bicyclist or something.
Oh, God.
And there's a human there that can take control of the car should it need to.
Yeah.
But apparently like all the sensors went off that it was going to happen. Oh, but at no point was the human driver notified, and so he hit the bicyclist.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So you still want your self-driving cars?
Yes, because in 20 years, that's going to be such a thing. Like, what, you think they're not going to get out kinks first? Yes, people will die because of self-driving cars. They will sacrifice for the rest of us, who will for the tens of thousands who will be saved because stupid people aren't going to be driving cars.
I'm interested in self-driving
My point
cars.
Is this. My point is this. The winds of change happen quickly. And if relationships, what do we say about Alberto Del Rio? Why was he successful? Probably
like
because.
Charming dude.
Probably because he seemed like a charming dude. You get one charming guy, Don Callis, and maybe Scott DeMore, walk up to a dude and say, hey, listen, I know you're skeptical. I know we completely misused everybody you gave us, but that wasn't us. We're under new management. We've got new owners. We want to do things different, and we want to. And yes, they're going to have to prove it first. But once they prove it, New Japan, Chris Jericho, even, well, not WWE, they all have basically nothing to lose. And I'm not going to say a lot to gain, but there are benefits to having a company. They get 300,000 viewers every single week on Pop.
Here's an issue I would think potentially for New Japan doing something long-term structured with Impact is they got Ring of Honor too. I don't know if that's going to be an issue.
It could be.
And if they were to say, okay, we're going to follow this Impact route, not so much Ring of Honor, then they're going to lose Young Bucks and Cody Rhodes because they're under at least... Well, I guess we're not going to lose them full-time, but they won't have access to Ring of Honor telling Bullet Club stories or New Japan stories in the Ring of Honor ring, I wouldn't think.
I would doubt. Here's my thing. I don't know, man. I think what you're talking about is I don't believe that they would have – okay, so right now, New Japan and Ring of Honor, they have a very close relationship.
Yeah, a long-standing one at that, too.
I don't think Impact – I mean, it would be smart for them to look for that. I don't think it's realistic to think that they could establish something like that with New Japan because New Japan already has Ring of Honor. However, if there is a working relationship or if there is a deal-to-deal arrangement they can work out with New Japan, that could also benefit Ring of Honor somehow.
Well, that would be if Ring of Honor was interested in such an arrangement, which
of
who
course,
knows if they would
yeah.
be.
And who knows if anybody would be interested in any arrangement. So it's the fact is they're reaching out. They're building relationships. This Jericho thing doesn't surprise me. Impact is going to film because this is what the Impact does. They film everything they do, and then they put a bunch of it on their TV.
Well, hold on. They don't film everything they did because they didn't film the show we went to.
Sadly, they didn't. We would have been all over TV. But no, you're right. But when they film a lot of their stuff out and about, seemingly now piggybacking on other territories, which we both admit is a pretty smart move.
Yeah, smart.
And so I think that they're probably going to film some stuff on the Cruise of Jericho. Will Jericho be on there? He could maybe be in like a video package or something like that. They're obviously not going to have whatever match Jericho's going
to
be in.
Well, if he even has a match on the Cruise of Jericho, I don't think he's advertised to have one yet. The only wrestling advertised is the Ring of Honor tournament.
Okay. He'll have it. It would be kind of silly if he didn't have a match.
Well, it depends. Well, I
would think.
Like Kenny Omega's going to be on the boat. Yeah. The Young Bucks are.
Yeah.
There's enough star power potentially in the ring, so he doesn't have to have a match. He sounds like he's got a full itinerary anyways.
Man, I will bet you anything. I'll bet you $10. I'll bet you a whole week's worth of Frito burritos that Jericho is going to have a match on his own cruise. That's under his name.
I'm not saying it's not going to happen. I'm saying it hasn't been advertised, so I'm not going to say it's going to happen.
Okay. I'm saying it's going to happen.
Fine.
You take that bet?
No, because I'm not saying it's not going to happen.
Really?
No.
Oh, man.
You're trying to get some free Frito burritos from me. Try again.
It's five whole dollars, man.
How about this? Whoever wins predictions... Dominion predictions.
Frito
tonight.
Burritos.
A week of Frito burritos.
I like it. That's good. We're gonna be so sick of Frito burritos.
Oh yeah, that's fine. We shouldn't probably eat them ever again.
Can I extend my Frito burritos and have them like once every 3 days or so? No, I can't have like one a week.
Every day for 5 days.
That sounds like it should be the guy who's losing.
That's
punishments.
That's terms of this deal. Accept or no?
No.
No, I'm not gonna shake hand. I know you didn't really spit on it, but still. Jeffrey Nguyen, 49, to all people saying Hilton is Luchando. Larson killed Hilton at a party years ago, so please stop.
Well, I don't know if that actually happened. No, I saw Hilton after that party. Luckily for him, you didn't kill him. But, man, I'll tell you this. So, like, a lot of people don't know this, but Larson's getting jacked these days. Part of it is because he's on the gas. He's on copious, so many steroids. Like, did you see your vascularity yesterday during the promo?
If I were on the juice, I'd be twice the size I am now.
If he was on the juice back then,
I guarantee
would be
you
dead.
I weigh maybe 1 pound more than I did a year
Hilton
ago.
Hilton would be dead. He'd be dead. That's because you bring in all this, like, everything's lentils.
Well, it's full of protein. That's why.
Yeah, but you need some substance, man.
I had a hamburger last night for dinner.
Oh, that sounds amazing. Did it have Fritos in it?
No, unfortunately, it did not.
What a bummer. Anyways, no, this doesn't surprise me. Look, I personally don't think that Jericho is going to have a run in Impact. I don't think he's going to have matches in Impact. It wouldn't surprise me if maybe he would show up at like a Slammiversary a year from now. That maybe that's possible if he likes what he sees working with Impact on the Cruise of Jericho. That's a possibility. I just do think it's funny that literally a week after we drop a count out where one of the entries for what could they do, bring in Chris Jericho. He brings in Chris Jericho.
It was because we did that the day after, so that Don Callis said in a conference call that he'd leave the door open for Chris Jericho.
I know. That's right.
Of course you would.
Yeah,
he's Chris Jericho.
I know. It's like when the reports were that Impact was going after Ricochet. Of course they are.
Of course you are.
He's Ricochet.
Bartholomew says at 199, Steve, you're a murderer. Say it ain't so. What is that in reference to? Don't remember.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know. The Terror, 199, Evil Ice Cream Man, Aleister Black versus Luchando.
Oh, yes. Well, who wants three many flavors of death? Luchando does.
Good. Corey Smith, $2. Please explain Frito Burrito. So you go to Taco Bell. They have a burrito that has ground beef, like the generic Taco Bell seasoning on the ground beef.
Yeah.
I think there's rice in it.
There's some melty cheese.
Melty cheese
product.
Cheese, orange oil. And then an unhealthy sprinkling of Fritos on the inside, wrapped in a tortilla.
Mm-hmm.
So when you grip this burrito, you can feel the Fritos because they're still crunchy. What I appreciate is they must make it when you order it,
right?
Because the Fritos are not soggy.
Mm-hmm.
So that means it's freshly made,
mm-hmm.
or at least freshly compiled.
Yeah,
and I appreciate that because that's what you need with the Frito. By introducing the Fritos into the burrito, you need the crunch.
Oh, big time, man. The crunch is essential. It's so good.
Reigns 97, $2. Once Upon a Time is Real. That's a reference from yesterday when I was dogging on Once Upon a Time.
Yeah.
I can't stand that show.
Yay or nay, real or no? Oh, nay.
Not into that show.
If you
enjoy it, that's cool.
Good on you.
More power to you. Right. This ain't for me.
Yeah. No, I don't think it's for me either, dude. Man, I've been watching The Shield lately. It's so good.
Oh, yeah. You know what else is good? NWO.
They're for lunch.
And on Monday, PW Insider issued a report which stated, quote, on 5/30, that's May 30th, WWE applied to register two NWO new world order trademarks, one for wrestling purposes and another for clothing merchandise purposes, given that WWE already have active registered NWO wrestling and clothing trademarks. It's interesting to see the new filings. This means new NWO.
This kind of feels like a whole lot of non-news.
It really does.
So this is my guess. They might be doing a DVD.
I don't explain the clothing purposes, however.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I honestly don't know what they have for trademarks, what they don't have for trademarks.
Because when I first heard about this, I thought, oh, their trademarks must have expired or something, and they're just reapplying.
Yeah, I'll put it this way. The last, if I were to power rank 10 reasons why they did this, number 10, least likely, would be the return of an NWO to wrestling.
Yes.
That's
not something I'd even want to see. It's not.
I don't think. We already have it with the Undisputed Era.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me ask you this.
If they got brought to Maine as NWO?
Yeah.
But I want to keep their theme song.
I know. I like it. But remember when they started, it was like, it's just NWO theme song.
Yeah,
they've made the whole thing
their own now, including the name, which at first I was not into, but now I like.
But okay, I'll put it this way, and I don't have faith that they would execute this properly, but if they did a thing where they claimed the NWO, I mean, there's nobody that would like try to stop them from doing that. I mean, I guess if they, which would be a terrible idea, if they brought in Hogan to say,
ugh, you're not real NWO.
Ugh. I know. I wouldn't want that either. That sounds terrible.
Why not Hall or Nash?
Yeah, that'd be good too, but...
Oh, no. This would be to bring in Lex Luger. You're not NWO.
Lex Luger teams with Baron Corbin. Yeah, I don't know. I don't... if they made it fun like that, like with Undisputed Era, maybe.
Yeah.
But there's nobody. I mean, who in the NWO is even still around?
Wrestling?
X-Pac. He still wrestles. That's mm-hmm. it. I mean, we saw the end of the, we saw the Click get together.
Well, Big Show.
Oh, that, like
he was in various versions of the NWO.
The person you kind of least, you know, associate.
Just trying
with
to think
them.
Of people still active from original versions of NWO in
yeah,
the wrestling
I know.
Ring.
I know, like Scott Steiner, he's on Impact. A little
yeah,
bit
he's not going to be in the WWE anytime
he's
soon.
He's not going to be in the WWE.
No,
dude, I don't know, man. I just
hey, you know, Jeff Jarrett, he's a Hall of Famer now.
He's a world champion right now with AAA. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
So, anyways. I don't know. Do you guys want to see this? I don't know. I don't know, man. I mean, I'll say this. The NWO branding is superior to that of the Undisputed Era.
Well, like, the NWO branding is superior to pretty much any other brand.
Yeah, it's
wrestling.
Iconic. That's why if they came in and they stole it, the problem is nobody would like be like, oh, hey, you need to not like, oh, that's mine. I'm taking it back from you. There's like yeah. nobody left to do that.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Snoopy Lover 001, $5. Always making my contribution when I watch you guys live. Keep up with the content.
Thank you very much.
Sean Trina had a Frito burrito last night and it was soggy.
What? Were the Fritos soggy?
Send it back.
Send it back, man. Throw it. Go, drive back to Taco Bell and throw it at whoever's working the window. Don't do that. That's incredibly rude. Those people are making dirt for money, man.
Yeah, man. Just go inside and say, hey, I would like a fresh burrito. This
hey,
one
be
is
cool. Just be
soggy.
Cool.
Just be cool. Right? Yeah, just be cool. Jeffrey Nguyen, $2.99. Speaking of Fritos, power rank chip mashups and food.
Man, you know what I might do tonight for dinner? I might make my own Frito burritos.
That's not a bad idea.
That sounds good. Man, I might do that.
But you'd be missing that little something that Taco Bell adds to their stuff.
The orange oil. I'd be missing that.
Well, you just go to Costco and get some K Bueno.
Yeah.
The giant can of cheese.
That. I appreciate that you're aware of K Bueno.
Oh, heck yes. You know, sometimes we just get like a ham sandwich or turkey sandwich.
Oh, yeah, man.
You stick some salt and pepper kettle chips in between the bread and that meat.
Oh, yeah.
Give it a little crunch. That's good stuff.
What I would do is, see, I used to make double-decker cheese and bologna sandwiches.
Yeah.
So it'd be like slice of bread, cheese, bologna, mustard, mayo, slice of bread, cheese, bologna, mustard, mayo, and then you put some like scoop Fritos in there, and then,
I mean, here's a basic one.
So
you get
good.
A bowl of chili, get a handful of chips, whether it be tortilla
oh,
chips
yeah,
or Fritos,
sure, yeah.
crunch it up.
Oh, a big time.
Stir it up.
Yeah.
That's a winning combination.
Orange oil in that. So wait, power rank chip mashups in food.
I think
so you mentioned that one.
Number one it has to be any sort of corn chip and chili.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with that one.
I'm trying to think what else.
I mean, I'm not huge. I don't really do
you ever
a lot
of the Dorito tacos from Taco Bell where the shell is made from
oh,
Dorito.
Oh, yeah. I had one bite and I hated it. I'm not huge on Doritos.
Nor am I.
Like, it's higher up on my rankings than other chips, but I'm not huge on Doritos. It's too much. It's like the Mountain Dew of chips.
It really is.
Mountain Dew is way too much.
It really Ugh. Is. It's okay when you're a kid, but once you develop a more sophisticated palate.
Yeah.
No.
It's just, it's chemical.
Yeah. Anyways.
Is there more news?
Yeah, we got a lot more news.
Oh, the UK division
yeah,
taking...
Yeah, seems like... Day by day, week by week, is taking shape.
Yes.
Because in advance of the upcoming WWE United Kingdom Championship tournament.
And a hopeful TV show.
Yeah. Well, yeah, there's going to be a TV show. It's going to be on tape delay, though.
No. I mean, like
oh,
a weekly
afterwards.
Show.
Yes. It seemed like this, at least this for sure, is the lead up to that. Mm-hmm. WWE has announced the general manager of the United Kingdom division, the legendary Johnny Saint.
Now, if any of you out there follow
Lariato on Twitter,
the Lariato Twitter account. It's funny because somebody asked me, what is this Lariato? And they spelled it Larry Otto. And I know it's like Lariat, but a bunch of O's after it. And
yeah.
they just post up GIFs.
Yeah, from wrestling from all over the
all
world.
All over
it's
the
fantastic.
Place. Yeah, it's really good.
Usually what they'll do is, I guess, either find a show or watch a show or something and then capture GIFs and post them
sure.
on Twitter.
Yeah.
And so there was a spell. I think it was Old World of Sport.
Old World of Sport, yeah.
And several of them mm-hmm. featured Johnny Saint.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, the classic British style of professional wrestling.
Yeah.
A lot of grappling, reversals, real technical stuff. Fun to watch. Anyways, WWE issued a press release, which in part read, quote, Saint will lead the charge as WWE grows its UK division, including the back-to-back United Kingdom Championship tournament events being held later this month at London's world-famous Royal Albert Hall. It continues, beginning in the 1950s, Saint's remarkable in-ring career spanned more than five decades a protege of the legendary Billy Robinson, Saint is considered a pioneering force in the United Kingdom scene, and he is widely hailed as one of the most technically gifted grapplers of all time. So who better to lead the United Kingdom division than the legend of the wrestling scene in the United Kingdom, Johnny Saint?
Yeah, man, I'm interested. I don't really know dick about him besides what I've seen on Lariato. But
we're, I think we're both aware of the name.
Yeah, and sure,
his status.
And yeah, yeah.
In the industry.
His legacy. But no, here's the thing that I like about it. William Regal's on NXT. It could have been really easy just to have him move him over to UK.
Or Moonlight.
This is, yeah, exactly. Or like do something silly like take Nigel McGuinness, take him over there, something like that. I like that it's somebody that we really are not that familiar with in the WWE universe necessarily.
Yes, but is extremely important.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
In
yeah.
that territory.
Yeah, and on top of that, I mean, that's one thing I've noticed with the UK scene is that all those wrestlers really seem to be clued in to their history, to the UK wrestling history.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so this has to be a pretty big deal for that. Oh, cool. We're at 666 viewers right
nice.
Now.
Nice.
Sign of the duel. So they're all really clued in on the history. So this must be really cool for them.
Mm-hmm.
And on top of that, just from the sheer knowledge base that he has.
Oh man, that'd be incredible.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
That's really good. So I'm really looking forward. I want to see not just these yearly tournaments, man. I want to see a weekly show.
Yeah.
That's what I want to see. I think it'd
be great. Another potential clue of developing the United Kingdom division. Cage Side Seats reporting that WWE has signed Progress Women's Champion Ginny to a deal. However, no word yet if this contract is similar to the one signed by Toni Storm, which would be a United Kingdom specific contract, meaning that, you know, she can wrestle wherever she wants. Although I read somewhere that excluded Rev Pro. They could not wrestle for Rev Pro because they have Rev Pro's relationship with New Japan.
Oh.
Barring Rev Pro, they're free to wrestle with whomever. But WWE dates take precedent.
I would assume it excludes them from World of Sport as well.
I would think so.
The
yes.
ITV thing.
Yes.
So yeah, there's anything that would interfere with WWE's line of thought.
Of apparently destroying World of Sport.
Yeah, so weird. Like, no.
It's like all the other British promotions. You're cool.
You're good. As soon as ITV picks up World of Sport. Hold on a second. None of that.
I know. Yeah, no, it seems random. Anyway,
can
Steve.
Like a, can we have like a second TV on tonight, like watching some Progress? I love Progress.
It's too much.
Nah,
at 3 in the morning when it's hard to keep our eyes open.
Yeah, it'll keep your eyes open.
We're not doing a review of Progress. We're doing a review
so
of New Japan.
Fun.
We need to pay attention to what we're
Let's
talking
catch
about.
Catch a Progress show again. That was so much
they
fun.
They have some shows in the States coming up.
They're really?
In Seattle.
Really? In Seattle? Oh, I'd go there. That sounds cool.
I've never been to Seattle before.
I'll take the wife and I'll write it off.
You want to do some Dominion prediction, Steve?
Yeah, although, man, I am so behind.
Yeah, no, I need to watch Takahashi versus Ishimori before.
I know. I hear great things about it. Impact talent Ishimori putting on five and a half star matches. He said the only reason, you see Jury's review, he said the only reason he didn't give it 6 stars is because he wishes Takahashi would pay more closer attention to his future.
Yeah.
And wouldn't try to hurt himself so much.
Yeah.
I think it's a crap reason to give somebody to deny an extra star.
Oh, I agree.
You know, it's like, appreciate it for what it is, Dave Meltzer.
Your
opinion is wrong.
I know. 7 stars. Best match ever.
Yeah.
Next. First, El Desperado and Kanemaru versus Roppongi 3K
Suzuki-kun.
For the junior heavyweight tag titles.
I don't know, man. I'm just going to say Roppongi 3K keeps them. I don't really know. I don't really know a whole lot of what's going on.
I'm going to Suzuki Goon.
All right. You love Minoru Suzuki.
Heck yes. He's my favorite. Next, in a tag match, Taguchi and Juice Robinson, Taguchi Japan, taking on the Chaos team of Jay White and Yoshihashi. Why is the U.S. title not being defended?
Because Jay White's like the least whelming, freaking the most underwhelming U.S. champion there is.
I'm going with Taguchi Japan.
Here's my thing, dude. I'm never going to, I will never pick any team that Yoshihashi's
so
on.
So Taguchi Japan for
yeah,
you
I'm
as well.
I'm with you on that one, man.
I feel like Yoshihashi's in this match to eat a pin.
We don't even have to watch freaking New Japan to understand that one.
Next, Ishii and Yano taking on Minoru Suzuki and Zack Sabre Jr. Suzuki Goon.
Yeah, no, I'll go with that as well. I mean, it's Minoru Suzuki. He just lost that IC title. They can't have him just eating pins left and right.
Exactly.
And it's freaking Zack Sabre Jr.
I know.
He's king shit, man.
I know.
But again, it's New Japan. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. Maybe this means that's why it's fun to watch. One of many reasons. Next, for the never open weight title.
Ooh, triple threat.
Hirooki Goto versus Michael Elgin versus Taichi.
I'll go with Suzuki-gun.
Same.
Taichi gets it.
They've been really kind of pushing him of late.
Yeah, I've heard that.
His singing gimmick cracks me up.
Yeah, it's funny. And then he does the stripper
pants. Tearaway pants. That's all hilarious.
Too. Yeah, it's good stuff.
Next, for the IWGP heavyweight tag titles, Sonata and Evil versus the Young Bucks.
So, LIJ has the tag titles. They might get the junior strap at Dominion. And
they have the
Naito has the IC.
Yes.
I think LIJ is going to fall into a massive pit. I think Young Bucks are picking these up. I think Naito is losing. I think Takahashi's losing.
Yeah, me too. Next, Tanahashi, Jushin Liger, and Rey Mysterio taking on Cody Rhodes, Hangman Page, and Marty Scurll.
Oh, the Tanahashi team.
Yeah, because they're not going to have Mysterio in a match and have him lose.
Didn't like Scurll put Cody in a freaking... Was he like breaking his fingers or something like that?
No,
Bullet Club's a mess, right?
Yeah, they are. It's really interesting that at arguably their peak, they decided to do all this with Bullet Club.
Oh, I love it. You know what, man?
It's generated interest, that's for
sure. Mix it up while you can.
Yep. Next, for the junior heavyweight title, Will Ospreay, the champion, taking on Hiromu Takahashi. And I agree with you. I think Ospreay is going to win in a match that could potentially steal the show.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
They're really building up Ospreay, doing a great job. Mm-hmm. He said he wouldn't be the greatest junior heavyweight champion of all time. He's well on his way. I think he's going to hold that belt till they eventually, if they can, have a match with Rey Mysterio.
When is that? I thought there was a Rey Mysterio match that was supposed to be happening soon.
It's the match right before this. I said...
Oh, that tag match. Oh, yeah. That's not a real match. All right. Yeah, Mysterio's not, it's not losing a match.
No.
Well, you put his name third.
Well, that's how it was listed on the card.
Do you think, let me ask you this, prop bet, is Jushin Thunder Liger going to go?
Of course. That's a guarantee.
Nice. 1 point for me.
Next, for the Intercontinental title, Tetsuya Naito versus Chris Jericho. I kind of feel like Jericho's going to win this
one. Yeah, man. It's Y2J. He's got to win if he's going to keep, because I think he's going to have a couple more matches in New Japan. He's got to win one of them.
Yeah.
And he's been pushing this as being his 10th Intercontinental champion.
That's great.
Which is fucking great, dude. It's so great. Shut your mouth, fuckface. He's so great, dude. I freaking love Jericho. We should go on that cruise, man.
We should. We still could.
Do they gotta have internet on it?
Probably.
Do they have internet on those things?
Yeah, I think they
well,
do.
Well, I don't know.
I don't know either. It's been a while since I've been on a cruise.
I don't know how sea works.
Finally, main event for the IWGP heavyweight title, Kenny Omega versus Kazuchika Okada. Best 2 out of 3 falls, no time limit.
The legend of Okada continues. Okada wins.
Yeah, it's hard to bet against Okada.
It really is. I'm not betting. He's like Brock Lesnar. I'm not betting against, in the only respect, he's like Brock Lesnar. I am not betting against Kazuchika Okada. I'm not.
All right, prop bets. How long is this main event going to last?
You just want to do under over an hour?
Well, it's for sure going to be over an hour.
You think so?
Yeah. If you want to take under an hour, feel free. I'll happily take over an hour.
Well, you go first then.
76 minutes.
That's too much.
They went an hour last time at Dominion.
That's way too much.
This is just an extra 15 minutes.
15 minutes is a long time. It's like the length of a single match.
I'm aware of that. You can go 61 minutes.
Well, yeah, I'm thinking of going like 64, 65. I'll say 65.
All right.
76. That's yeah, man. Like way too much. They better have lots of hydration stations out there, man. Oh.
I know.
It's too much.
It's a lot.
It's too much. Just for the first 15 minutes, sort of walk around each other.
Mm-hmm.
Mill about.
Rest holds for 20 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. I'd be fine with that.
Yeah. They got to pace themselves.
Totally.
All right, any other prop bets you want to do?
Is there something we could do surrounding Evil's garb?
Oh, how many laser pointers will he have on his fingers? Sometimes he just has the one, I think. Sometimes he has all of them.
Really? I'm going to go, well, it's Dominion. He's got to have at least 10.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, he's got to have all of them, all the digits, man.
That seems more like a Wrestle Kingdom thing.
While you do that, I'm going to read some super chats.
I'm going to say just one.
Bartholomew von Flavenstein says, I used to live in Rancho Cordova. I miss Del Taco.
There used to be a Del Taco in Rancho? There's not one now.
Where was the closest Del Taco?
I never had Del Taco till I lived in L.A.
Yeah, me neither. I don't know. Weird. Anyways, Philly Flexer, $2. Stores around me sell Taco Bell seasoning and sauce. Yeah, you can get that here.
I don't think it's the same thing, though.
Yeah, there's a special, probably disgusting way they cook that to make it taste so good.
Mm-hmm.
WVang0013 at $5 Super Chat. At All In, which dream match would you guys want to see most? Ooh, Okada versus Mysterio. How about Omega versus Mysterio?
That'd be good.
Or Okada versus Pentagon Jr.
Give me Okada versus Pentagon.
I'd say give me Okada Mysterio, man. But yeah, look, it's a win-win.
Alto, 199. Have you guys seen the new Halloween trailer?
Yeah, man. That looks cool as hell.
Who directed that?
I don't know. But they're freaking ditching all the continuity. Everything, I think, except for the first one. And I think they even like vaguely reference it. There's like the daughter of Jamie Lee Curtis's character is walking with some friends from high school or whatever. And they're like, yeah, there's all sorts of rumors. Like, wasn't he supposed to be her brother or something? And they're like, yeah, but that was all just a bunch of nonsense. I think that they were referencing like
Previous continuity. And they're just tossing it all aside. Interesting.
I love it. Yeah. No, it was really good. Really good.
Good trailer.
Yeah, good trailer, man.
The first movie, the original Halloween, is really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Are they keeping John Carpenter's iconic score, though?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. There's like a little bit of an update.
Yeah. I wonder if he did it. He still makes music.
Maybe.
I think he did the scores for pretty much all his movies, or most of them.
You think so?
Well, I'm pretty sure he did.
It's always possible. I'm going to read a couple questions here.
All right.
From the Twitter, because we have time.
We got some time, yes.
Jay Check. With how much of a disappointment the Authors of Pain's debut has been so far, do you think it's possible WWE is holding off this long on Sanity's debut because they're considering moving them on Raw instead to fill that spot? I'm going to say no. It's more likely they're holding off until
Nikki Cross
is ready to go. They had to have seen that response, that people, the uproar.
Whoa.
What?
Alto says Danny McBride directed Halloween. Kenny fucking Powers. Yeah.
Michael Myers, you're fucking out.
That's crazy.
Trey Saunders. Well, I had no idea. That's insane.
I know.
Wow.
Trey Saunders, $2. Dresser and drawer is done, and it's real. How many more pieces do you have to construct?
Oh, no.
Emilio Hernandez, $10. Hey, guys, you should check out the New Japan Chrome extension so you can use playlists, and it makes the site easy in general.
Oh, that's interesting. That's cool.
Cool.
We'll have to try that out.
Yeah.
Absolutely. This is great. AK Dark Ritual asks, when Dean Ambrose comes back, do you think he should come back as a 2018 version of Doink?
No.
Yeah, like an evil clown.
No, like that'd Pennywise?
Cool. No, it'd be... I hated... No, didn't like that.
Still haven't seen it.
I was underwhelmed by it. I think it was so hyped up.
Yeah.
It.
Bartholomew says Del Taco in Rosemont.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's not that far then.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know.
I think I know what he's talking
about. Yeah, I know where that is.
It's like a Burger King near there.
Yeah.
I know. Do you remember, have you ever seen that promo with Matt Bourne with Doink after he left and went to ECW and he was like creep Doink? Like his face. Like a little bit of like green hairspray
a little bit.
It's more like a Heath Ledger type Joker.
Yeah.
Dean Ambrose like that.
All right.
No, terrible idea.
Yeah, terrible.
No clowns.
Not going to happen.
No clowns. Let's see here. John Flores asks, what do you think about Adam Cole, baby, defending his title at an Evolve show?
That's great.
I think it's awesome.
Yeah.
But he's probably sitting there thinking, I could have done this without signing with WWE, but now I'm here in WWE, but in Evolve.
I know, but if he hadn't signed the WWE, he would not be a member of Undisputed Era. WS Fletcher, 989. John Carpenter is coming back to direct Halloween 2018.
Okay, hold on a second now. Can we get verification on who directed this goddamn movie? Was it Danny McBride or John Carpenter? Did Alto just totally troll us? More about this movie.
Oh, it's David Gordon Green. Okay.
That's the dude who works with Danny McBride.
A lot. Yeah. Oh, Danny McBride co-wrote the movie.
Oh, okay.
I like some of David Gordon Green's work, but his work, his oeuvre is kind of uneven.
So he had...
He had George Washington and All the Real Girls. His first two movies were both really good.
Your Highness, he did that.
There was that one good scene with a Minotaur.
To be specific, a Minotaur's dick.
Yeah, that was funny.
That was pretty funny.
Otherwise, I thought the movie was kind of underwhelming.
I don't remember.
Did he direct Pineapple Express?
There were some things in that movie that were pretty funny. It wasn't like, didn't Zoe Deschanel? No. Who was it?
Yeah, it was Zoe.
Didn't she play like a dullard or something?
Yeah, kind of.
There's some funny bits about that movie, but it wasn't like iconic. Like it wasn't like
the only super scene I remember is the Minotaur scene.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
I think David Gordon Green directed Pineapple Express too.
Okay, yeah, that wasn't as great as I think everybody thought it was.
Yeah.
Although I love their idea, so like I think Jonah Hill was throwing out this idea of doing a super bad Pineapple Express co-sequel.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been great.
That could have been fun. That
would have been really good.
You should check out his first two movies. They're both
Superbad,
really good.
Superbad, by the way, has not aged well. Not aged well at all. Anyways, what?
You should check out George Washington and All the Real Girls.
Oh, yeah? Maybe I will.
I have All the Real Girls on DVD, I think. That's a really good movie. With Danny McBride and Zoe Deschanel. Do you have more questions for us, Steve?
I was looking up John Carpenter to see if there was some validity to what... because maybe he's doing like a different Halloween.
It could be.
Let's see here. All filmography. Director. I don't see anything about him recently. Let's see here. More questions.
Well, he's definitely getting up there in years, John Carpenter. He's been around for a long time. King Drew, $2.99. New days, new food should be Fritos tacos. Fritos burritos.
No, I agree with that. JD Prez, do you think they're saving sanity? Another sanity speculation here. Do you think they're saving sanity to cost the New Day the Money in the Bank match?
No, because New Day is already kind of a feud with T-Bar.
Yeah, but T-Bar was nowhere to be found.
No, I know.
Foxy the Foxy Fox. This is more a question for the Four Lights podcast. He says, do you think the Starship Enterprise should feature regularly in Discovery Season 2 or a couple of episodes and then stay the hell away? I think whatever services the story best, but I think they should focus on Discovery.
Some people in chat here are saying that John Carpenter is the producer of the new film.
Oh, okay. All right. So it's all...
Yeah.
It's all one big family.
Holy Shibata asked here, will Chris Jericho show up on Raw with the IWGP Intercontinental title?
These days? Maybe in a WWE just mentioned independent superstar Kenny Omega on their website. He's taking on Xavier Woods. World of UK Wrestling. What would it take to get a 205 Live takeover type special event? For it to be... I actually believe for 205 Live, I would think it would have to prove out in the ratings first. It would have to be in the top three in the ratings.
Like they need to
every week
fill out their roster a bit more too.
I think they would,
a 2-hour show.
Yeah, I agree with that. But I think Leo Rush is a great step in the right direction if they want to go that way.
Jonathan Wright, what would motivate a Larson face turn and a Steve heel turn? Am I a heel?
Am I not a baby face completely? Thought I was like supremely over.
No, that's what I think that's what he's asking. You are the face, I'm the heel. I didn't necessarily think I was a heel.
What would motivate me to turn heel?
Probably if I farted next to you when you're making a hamburger again.
Well, that's a guaranteed one right there, man. Absolutely.
But I feel like that'd be a face turn on my part.
If you farted in my Frito burrito.
Oh, Jeffrey Nguyen asked, 299, did you see the Shibata New Japan Dojo video? Have not.
No. No.
All right, let's do a couple more questions.
Harry Flynn, pick one match to happen at SummerSlam. Daniel Bryan versus Kurt Angle or John Cena versus El Idolo? I don't want Daniel Bryan versus Kurt Angle.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? That'd be great.
Yeah.
Gregory DeLea, what's more likely to happen? Larson two-sweeting Steve or Jinder beating Reigns at Money in the Bank?
Jinder beating Reigns. That's more likely to happen.
Yeah, I agree with that.
W Vang 0013 $5. I'm thinking Y2J wins the Intercontinental title and it'll lead to a Legends versus Legends match with Tanahashi. What do you guys think?
I've heard that idea floated a couple different times. I think that's probably that's possible because then you've got Jericho versus three of the big four.
Yeah.
You know.
With only Okada.
Mm-hmm. Let's see here.
ATH, if The Miz wins the Money in the Bank match, does it ensure a WWE title run for Daniel Bryan during the next year? If he re-signs, yeah.
All right, let's finish on this one.
All right.
JP Zammit asks, any predictions for UFC 225 Saturday night? CM Punk versus Mike Jackson. Punk's going to lose, but he's going to make it to the second round.
I was actually kind of surprised when we saw the betting odds today that Punk isn't a huge underdog.
And we can talk about betting odds because it's real.
Yeah, this is real.
It's real.
Like, he's in line with pretty much all the other fights, barring one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think he was minus 220 or something like that.
Yeah.
So the sports books give him a much better chance of winning than you do.
Okay, yeah.
You know, there's nothing on the line here. Punk pulls it out.
No, he doesn't. Come on, man. Be real. Keep it real. Let's be real now. How many rounds is it going to take for him to lose?
It's going to last the whole fight. He's going to win by a split decision.
All right. All right. There you go. You heard it here. I hope he does. I'm pulling for him. I want him to win.
Do I honestly think he's going to win? No, but I'm
okay,
going to pick
well
him
then
to win.
Give us your honest.
Just because I don't think he's going to win doesn't mean I can't predict that he will win.
I mean,
we can't agree. What's fun in us agreeing? Oh, yeah. Punk's going to get his tail
beat again.
Give
me the third round then.
No, he's going to last the full fight. He's going to pick up the win. Split
all
decision.
Three rounds and then he picks up the win.
Split all decision.
Right. Fair enough. Anyways, Hilton, can you please hit the music? Thank you very much, Hilton. I appreciate it. Anyways, that's it for show. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Thank you so much for all your super chats. We really appreciate the support. And until next time, we'll talk to you guys later.
Bye. We'll see you later tonight.